party. But then again, if there is a clear level of support, right, exactly. If there's a clear level of support for a different candidate, in Alan Johnson in that case, then wouldn't it be better for the Labour Party and for our aspirations of being in government to have somebody that's not going to face electoral wipeout in Gordon Brown?
What's your answer to that question?
Next question.
Ian, I think we know what the answer is. In politics, perception is everything. And it doesn't matter what you say. If people perceive you as a down-the-line Cameron supporter in opposition, which a lot of people who read my blog think I am, they think that I'm so desperate to become a Conservative MP, I'll say anything to support David Cameron because of my own ambition. They conveniently forget all the times that I don't do that. Now, let's move forward into a Conservative.
But is it easier because you're not?
No, I don't think it is, because I think in government, I don't think that sites like Conservative Home or mine, I mean, assuming I'm not an MP, which I think is a fair assumption to make, I don't think I would caveat my language. I mean, if I thought, I've criticised the Conservatives over their policy on Heathrow, I would do that in government. I would criticise them over tax cuts, just as I have in opposition. If I didn't, I think people would be right to call me to account for it.
I've just got to nail down this Dale MP issue. I mean, I thought you'd given up on all that, but
there's a little bit of a twitch
going on.
Politics is a virus, and I can't quite get rid of the thought that I would quite like to do it. And I'm not going to deny that over the last 2 weeks I haven't thought, well, maybe one last hurrah, but who knows.
Well, you heard it here first. Okay, let's take some questions now from the
Those were the voices of Alex Smith, who is now the editor of the Labour List, in succession to what Adam Bolton described as the late and not very lamented Derek Draper, and then followed by Ian Dale, who is the ex-chief of staff of David Davies and is now a political blogger. Interesting debate. Two issues. The first issue that the panel sort of haven't picked up, and Adam Bolton, for example, Adam Bolton admitted he doesn't know what a hashtag is. So all you people out there on Twitter, he needs to learn. The second thing is they talk about the internet as if it's some kind of monolithic block, and actually it's continually in broadcast mode. And I think what's missing is this interactive nature. They do admit that the existing big parties have, well, what can only be described as rubbish internet strategies. So for alternative candidates wanting to disintermediate the existing political process, I think there are some opportunities for independents there who are prepared to use the power of the internet and social media. More later.